It's The View meets The Talk, but with better fashion sense and younger women. I can say that, right? Of course I can. I'm talking about The Social on CTV. One of the co-hosts joining us on the line. Hello, Cynthia Loist. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So she's the breastfeeding enthusiast and never pictures her coworkers naked. Where do we begin? Where do we begin?
I love that you know this much about me. I feel like we're good friends already.
Good icebreaker. Okay. So because, I mean, you bring up the breastfeeding thing on Twitter. So tell, what's that all about? Where did that start?
Well, so when it started when I gave birth.
Right.
It didn't start before then, strangely. I'm one of those people who's a big breastfeeding enthusiast, much to the chagrin of my co-host. It's one of those divisive topics, and I'm still breastfeeding it. My son is 2.5 now, so again, I think some audience members both love that and other ones cringe at it, but I don't care.
Okay, so one topic we've never covered. Now, the second one being you've never pictured your coworkers naked, but you've seen them naked, right?
Yes. One of my co-hosts, Lainey Louie, she's a gossip blogger, she likes to show her exhibitionistic side on a regular, so she's often flashing us backstage or in her office. So I have seen her naked. I don't picture my co-host naked, but I do picture the audience naked on the regular.
Well, now this brings up the question, though, like, are the censors on edge that she's just going to whip them out, on the show, or is it okay?
No. Everyone knows that Lainey's just, she's a playful, exhibitionistic character who's very comfortable with her sexuality.
For sure. So The Social, it's back on CTV, and I'm fully aware that I could never be in the audience just because I don't have fashion sense. You, I think, have the best-looking audience in television as well.
You know what? I agree with you. Not that you couldn't be on the show, but that we do have the best-looking audience in television. People come decked out. That is one of the, I feel like, huge draws to the show is our love of fashion. And it's something that has started from day one, that we love to kind of coordinate loosely with each other, and each one of us has our very own individualistic styles, and I think a lot of the times our styles represent and reflect our personalities.
So what you're saying is I'm due for a makeover on your show is what I hear you offering.
You say the word, come on over.
All right, I'll have my people be in touch. But, when the show first started, and even in my introduction, I mentioned The Talk and The View, and I'm sure you heard the comparisons, and maybe you still do. What's different about The Social than other daytime talk shows?
Well, I think it is in particular our dynamic with each other. You've got four women who are around the same age, but we each are so different. You've got, of course, Lainey Louie, who's a gossip blogger. You've got Tracy Melshore, who's an entertainment reporter. Melissa Grello is a former news anchor. And myself, who's a relationship and sexuality expert. And each one of us comes topics from very different political sides, I would say. Also, some of us are parents. One of us is a single mom. All those differing perspectives certainly inform our opinions on each of the topics. And I think one of the other things that we hear consistently from viewers is that we are able to show how women, who a lot of times I think are stereotyped as being catty with one another and like to cut each other down, we can have healthy debates on a variety of topics and still walk away being amazing friends. You can feel our chemistry and our love for one another. And the audience really responds to that. And that's the other dynamic that I think is different, is that we, we're live, we're unscripted, and we interact with our audience both in real time and then after the show is done. So if people comment on us or, whether they agreed with us or didn't agree with us, we often respond, and we use their information and what they're interested in as a springboard for topics that we discuss on the show. So it's a real intimacy that we share with our viewers.
Okay, so you mentioned women. There's some women in the news, and I've got to get your opinion. High-profile stories. Your thoughts on the Caitlyn Jenner and Kris Jenner drama?
I'm really enjoying watching Caitlyn Jenner, come out as herself. And even though, she's an interesting character. She is part of that Kardashian clan. And I do feel for Kris Jenner, in the sense of, obviously it would be difficult to watch this unfold. I mean, she loved Bruce Jenner, her husband, and to see this, you would both feel, I think, a celebration of a person living authentically, but also mourn the loss of your life partner in that way. I think it's going to be interesting to watch unfold. I've always felt that Bruce Jenner, or now Caitlyn Jenner, was the most interesting of the Kardashian clan. And I think that this show, even though it's controversial, her show, I think it's actually going to hopefully open many people's eyes to the lives of transgender people.
There was a lot of controversy about doing this show for the right reasons in terms of educating and bringing awareness. But there was this whole negotiating behind the scenes, you know, $2 million, $5 million. You know, now there's a price tag on telling your story. That does it tarnish really the intention of what you're doing and why?
She's a high-profile woman. She's certainly a business-minded person. And I think it remains to be seen how much of that kind of money that she's demanding will end up being back into the lives of other, you know, programs that she might start. I can see her doing things like that. And I also think that, you know, people made a lot about her being a Republican, which was shocking to me as well, just because the Republicans have been notorious for not necessarily supporting the LGBT community. But in a way, I feel like her influence could really change things. To have somebody who actually is on that political side than having, you know, an ear and being an influencer, I feel like we may see some real change on that landscape. So, you know, I understand people being upset about the money, and again, it remains to be seen how much of an influencer she will be, because she can't necessarily relate to the regular person who is struggling. She has money on her side, and that's always going to put her in a position of privilege. But I think I want to hold out and believe that she's going to use that money for good.
For sure, yeah. In terms of a reality show, I mean, the very first scene in the first episode was being styled by three people and talking about the struggles of being a trans woman. So it kind of set viewers up for, you know, is this really reality? Because that's not how most people have it. So,
well, exactly. But what would we expect? I mean, we have to expect that will be the way in which she would present herself, and that would be, she's not going to suddenly decide to, you know, change her entire income structure as a result of this. And I get why that ruffles some feathers, and I get why people feel like that makes her very unrelatable. But I still think, you know, the fact that she's out there and people are talking about this is a good thing, ultimately.
I think the sore spot for Chris was that Caitlyn looks better and has more, you know, stylists on her side. Maybe that's what it was at the heart of it.
No.
Another female, and you mentioned the LGBT community, Kim Davis. We know the name. She was locked up for not issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. You know, everybody's calling her a hypocrite, right? Kids out of wedlock, married a bunch of times. I have to know your opinion on her.
Oh, it's just been so disheartening to watch that whole story unfold. And, you know, ultimately she was given a job, and that job she did not fulfill on the basis of her religion. And I just don't think that you can ever, I can't believe people can support that idea. And that now this has become something that people are using, you know, I feel in the Republican debates, she's coming up time and time again about what are your stance on the Kim Davis story. And I just feel like I wish it would just die. And yeah. I don't want to hear any more about Kim Davis and her politics. I think that, you know, those are those types of things that inflame people and incense people, and then people stop making sort of open-minded decisions. The bottom line is that she was given a job, and it was the law for her to fulfill that job, and she can't bring her personal politics into that.
Would you feel differently if she was a breastfeeder?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. If you could name any celebrity as Prime Minister of Canada, who would it be and why?
I think that it would be Celine Dion.
Okay.
Because she is filled with so much love and so much heart. I think that she would want to do the best for our country. And plus, because she's such a beloved person in the United States, I mean, you know, you could see her sort of bridging those two worlds together, and she would do a hell of a job at singing both of her national anthems.
Every host, radio or TV, has their dream guest. Who would yours be, and what would you ask them?
Oh my gosh, my dream guest would be Prince. I'm a huge lifelong fan of his, and my question to him would be, would you marry me?
And how do you think that would go over at home?
Well, I feel like that might be one of those things where my life partner would be, his name's Jason, and he would be like, well, as long as you guys can maybe just sort of like live in Minneapolis part-time and then come back home, he might be okay with that. No, he would not be okay with that.
I was going to say, so Prince would be your free pass, your hall pass.
That's right. We all have to have at least a hall pass.
Well, The Social, it's on CTV live every day, right?
That's right. It's live, unscripted, every day, 1 p.m.
And again,
it may air in a different time spot.
Right. So check your local listings. And again, you never know when the hosts are just going to flash the camera because they're just like that. Cynthia, thanks so much for joining us.
You never know what we're going to say, what we're going to do, when we might break out into song, when we might break into dance. It is very, very spontaneous and very, very silly at times.
And if there's one thing we know, because it's Canadian, it's going to be friendly.
That's right. Well, not always, actually.
True.
I would say that Lainey can be, she's known for her snark.
True. You know what, we're out of time. One more question. The opening, where you guys do like the, is it a prayer circle? What's happening at the beginning of the show there, in the opening titles?
Yes, right from the beginning when we launch the show every day, we have a ritual that we do behind the scenes, and we say a couple words to each other. It's the same thing, and every time we have a guest, you know, whether it's Lauren Holly, whether it's, you know, Justin Trudeau, someone who's with us holding our hands, we all say the same ritual to them, and I can't tell you what it is, or else I would have to kill you, but that was, the producers picked up on that, and they wanted to show that.
There's that whole friendly thing we were just talking about. She's going to have to kill me if she tells me.
That's right.
I thought that like somebody had landed on like community chest or you know, like you're playing Monopoly and you get handed the cards. That's that was my
maybe that was it too.
Yeah, someone won $20 in the beauty contest. You know, you played the game. All right, so the Social is on CTV. Check your local listings. Cynthia, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Jeremy.